The prohibition era is long gone in most of Australia, but in dozens of remote communities, alcohol consumption is still outlawed. Now there's research to back claims that alcohol laws can help reduce family violence. And one Indigenous scholar is calling for governments around the country to support prohibition. The ABC's Indigenous Affairs reporter is Isabella Higgins, and she joins us now. Isabella, tell us about this research.
Well, Eleanor, this research looked at the experience of one remote community in North Queensland called Pormpuraaw. The community has been a dry town for more than 15 years, and they invited researchers to examine the impacts of these laws on the town. It found that since laws were introduced, the number of alcohol-related hospital admissions dropped fivefold, that there were fewer incidents of assaults and family violence, but also found that the laws are very difficult to enforce and that over the years there have been varying levels of effectiveness. This research was conducted by eminent Indigenous academic Marcia Langton, who says all levels of government should support these laws as it supports women and children.
The findings are relevant Australia-wide. There are many alcohol management plans, especially across northern and central Australia. Some of them are implemented and many are not because they get no support whatsoever from the government. The agencies must fund these management plans properly.
So that's Marcia Langton there. Those numbers are quite extraordinary, the numbers you just listed, Isabella. What's been the reaction in the community to these findings?
Well, it's a very remote community and it's quite difficult to get on to people, but I was just speaking to the mayor of the town who says this research really backs up what the community already suspected. They felt that alcohol management plans had made a positive impact, but they do feel like there's still a long way to go to tackle some of these issues. There's no rehabilitation centre in town. People have to travel a long way to Cairns if they want that support. But I suspect it's research that will have implications broadly around Australia. There's several states that have alcohol restrictions like this in place, the Northern Territory and Western Australia. A WA coroner just recently suggested that alcohol restrictions should be broadened in WA. So it'll be interesting to see if some of those communities take note of this research.
Has there been a response yet from governments?
Not yet. It's still very early. This research is just released in response to the WA coroner. The WA government hasn't implemented anything. The Broome Shire in the Kimberley have imposed some voluntary restrictions. So there is some movement in that space.
Isabella Higgins, the ABC's Indigenous Affairs reporter, thanks so much.